All right, so we are recording. And Karma, for starters, will you state and spell your name for me and give me your title?
I'm Karma Metzger, K-A-R-M-A, Metzger, M-E-T-Z-G-A-R. And I'm University of Missouri Extension Regional Director for the Northwest Region.
Now, Karma, as I understand it, some funding changes have meant more counties are currently in your district. Will you just talk to me a little bit about what brought this about?
Well, as we look at our funding structure and our efficiencies, one of the things that the central administration felt was important to do was to realign our regions. Our regions originally were established several years ago, and so they were looking at, a balance in counties, a balance of faculty that are in those regions. Looking at population, and so there was a number of factors that went into reducing from 8 large geographic regions to 6 large regions, plus considering the 3 counties on the east side of the state and 3 on the west that became the urban region. So the Northwest region now is 19 counties, an increase from 15. And we also had a change in regional directors for several of our regions because there were interims in those roles, and so those now have been filled with permanent positions. So in this region, we went from 15 to 19 counties, welcoming Carroll, Lafayette, Ray, and Saline to the Northwest region. And as I've shared with others, it's not the old Northwest region, it's the new Northwest region.
All right, and what are some changes that either people in your office or people in these new counties might see as a result of the change?
Well, one of the things that we're striving for is program access. So when a client wants, or a producer or a 4-H family wants to access a program, where are those access points? And so we've tried to blur region lines. And by that we mean we may have some faculty that are delivering programs, and they may actually program in more than one region based upon the counties that they are assigned to cover. And where Carroll County is located, you'll see several situations like that. So in many respects, the specialists may be closer to Carroll County than they had been previously, and we're trying to finish up those maps right now so that that information can be accessed on our webpage. So that's one change, is we're trying to look at good access statewide for programs. And just let me give you an example of community development. In the Northwest region, I had 2 specialists that were covering the region, but another region had none. And that had come from attrition and retirements, and it just was, they just didn't have any of those positions. And so we're trying to look at statewide how we can deliver the programs, get the positions where there's better located to meet the needs. And so we'll begin seeing some other shifts. One of those that would be of interest to your Carroll County and surrounding listeners is a business development specialist will be housed in Carroll County at our Extension Center. We've not had business development. We've had ag business, and you've had a small business development technology center counselor in Chillicothe, but there has not been real good business development coverage in Lafayette, Saline, Carroll, Ray, other than what was coming in from the Blue Springs office or coming out of Warrensburg. So that would be a change. So, and since we see the ratio of businesses and the potential for new businesses being fairly high in that populace along I-70 and the 63-65-13 corridor, we felt like this was a move we wanted to make. So those are, just a couple of changes that I think can, benefit your listeners. It shows we're trying to be responsive, we're trying to be relevant, and, being efficient with our dollars as well.
All right, and I'm not really clear, what is it that a business development specialist will do?
A business development specialist helps start up businesses. So A person that is, either wants to start a Main Street business or wants to transition, a business wants to sell. That might be somebody ready for retirement, wanting to transition their business to a new owner. They will provide that education and technical assistance to help with those transitions or with the startup. They don't write business plans. They'll help make, that owner or new potential business person develop their business plan, help look at what the market will bear, is there competition. So they've got the access to the data to help make the connection so that that business can be successful, and it's either request for loans or other financing that might be available as they try to either increase their sales, increase their number of employees. So that's what a business development specialist does. They help startups. It's a little different than economic developers that communities might have. Economic developers often are, they can assist and help with new business startups, but they're often looking at, attracting businesses to the area, looking at other ways that they can generate economic development, either through the tourism or, some other venues. So we all work together. We each have our niche, and so that's what a business development specialist would do.
All right, and when's the soonest this person might start?
Actually, we're still in the planning stages for the position. We have had the University of Missouri Extension has released a first round of positions to fill. So once we get those well on their way, then we will begin to look at filling another round. I anticipate it to be in this next round. So if I were to say early fall, I think that would be pretty safe.
All right. Well, Karma, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
No, I just appreciate, we haven't had any programs going away. We're trying to be efficient with our resources and make our programs accessible, and would encourage anybody, if they, wanted to know more about University of Missouri Extension programs, they can access that online through our webpage at extension.missouri.edu.